Welcome to the Freediving Journal, episode 10, Freediver Stories with Vera Giampietro. My name is Donnie. I'm a professional freediving instructor, aspiring freediving athlete, coach, and educator, and the host of the Freediving Journal and the Freedive Cafe podcasts. Everything I do can be found at my home base website, freediveandthrive.com. Also subscribe to the Freedive and Thrive YouTube channel for video content. The Freediving Journal podcast is the ultimate source of knowledge and entertainment for the breath hold divers of the world. Join my guests and myself for deep dives into freediving news, technique, science, and lifestyle. You can find the Freediving Journal at freediveandthrive.com/journal. The sister podcast to this one is the original Freedive Cafe podcast, where you can listen to long-form interviews with the world's freedivers. You can find the Freedive Cafe at freedivecafe.com. And both podcasts can, of course, be found on all good podcast players. Today we have a new series starting, Freediver Stories. These are short interviews I conduct with members of the international freediving family that I come across on my travels. I've had lots of opportunity to meet new people here in Dahab, and I like to sit them down and find out a little bit about them and why they freedive and what it means to them. Vera is from Switzerland. She is a multiple Swiss national record holder, a freediving instructor, and a yoga teacher. And today we'll hear about her story, a massive setback, and how she is rallying to come back from that setback. These interviews are all done on video too, so you can watch us on the Freedive and Thrive YouTube channel if you prefer the visual component. And it's a little bit different. The edit is a little bit different. It's more loose on the video, let's say. To support my work in bringing you freediving related media, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter. It makes a huge difference to being able to do this. A massive hello, welcome, and thank you to new patrons, Antonio and Alex, and congratulations to Alex Ginas for his new PBs. Good luck in the World Championships, buddy. To become a patron, go to patreon.com/freedivecafe. All right, that's all. Let's haste to the deck of Dahab Freedivers, where we met Vera Giampietro. Let's dive. Okay, Vera, thank you for joining me here.
Thank you for inviting me, Danny.
Beautiful environs of Dahab freedivers. So we've never done this before, so this is a new experience for both of us. We are not sure what we're going to call this yet. Freediver stories, something along those lines. So we're freediver stories virgins right now. Let's get started. Who are you, and where do you come from?
Who am I? Okay, I'm my name is Vera Giampietro. I grew up in Switzerland. What else do you want to know? I'm 30 something.
Don't have to say your age. What are you doing here in Dahab?
I'm training freediving.
What is how did you discover freediving? Like, what is your freediving background? Was it something you started early or a recent discovery?
No, I discovered it in, I don't know, 2017 or 18, after scuba diving in Thailand, and then I decided to come to Dahab for the first time a few years back and really give it a real shot.
How many times have you been to Dahab now?
Who counts anymore?
You seem like part of the family here at Dahab Freedivers.
Yes, I am. I actually became an instructor here with Carlos, one of the owners. I don't know. And it's my sixth time maybe in the hub.
Did you do a stint here also teaching courses as well?
A few courses, yes. So, but not recently.
You're going to be going back to Switzerland to do your... Do you have like a real job, profession back in Switzerland?
Yes, I do.
Do you want to tell us about it?
No.
Okay, that's fine. are you like a secret agent or something like that?
Yeah, I wouldn't tell you, you know.
You wouldn't tell me? You'd have to kill me. All right. You told us we had dinner the other night there, and I found out about this this situation that happened with your ear. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about that as well. So you have aspirations to be a deep free diver. You're training to get deeper, and you've participated in a few competitions and the World Championships last year, right? Yeah. And then what happened with your ear?
Well, sadly, actually, right after I became an instructor 4 years ago, I had an infection, and I went to see a doctor here in Egypt, in Dahab. And due to a medical mistake, they perforated and destroyed 60% of my right eardrum. And unfortunately, that didn't heal by itself. So I had to have several surgeries to try to close the hole. But unfortunately, after every surgery, there is at some point, the moment where I realized that I still have a very small, hole. Which sometimes opens during the dives, and which makes diving much more challenging than that it was before. Mm-hmm. So
is it the case that has your diving gone backwards? Have you become shallower or been unable to go deeper? Or it's just that you can continue to become a deeper diver, but the equalization is more of a challenge?
Yeah, no, I just continued my progression despite the fact that I had very long gaps, breaks between training periods. Because, for instance, after the accident, let's call it like that, the tragedy, I stayed out of the water for 2 years, just waiting for the surgeons to fix me, and then. And then at some point I decided to start training again because I was tired of just waiting for the perfect solution, since it seemed that it was difficult to find a permanent solution. And surprisingly, from the beginning, I went back very quickly to the depth that I was diving to 2 years before. And that was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I kept diving deeper and deeper ever since.
Okay, so there's no problem then.
So it's fine. The only problem is
you got a hole in your ear. You don't have to equalize it. It's perfect.
Yes, it's what.
Maybe they did you a favor.
For sure. Yeah. Not at all.
But seriously, like, I mean.
Yeah. Okay. There's that advantage, but the disadvantage is that you hear a lot of noises. Uh-huh. There is air escaping from from your ear, basically. Mm-hmm. And that's easy to control on the way down, but very difficult to control on the way up because the air expands and that creates a lot of discomfort and noises.
Okay.
Yeah. And on top of that, you have higher risk of having infection. Mm-hmm. So I always have to keep that under control. So I know it's a nice joke, but
I'm sorry to hear that. It's obviously a challenge for you. Have you looked into like some kind of like a ear plug or those like
I've been experimenting a bit, although I have to say that I don't like to put anything in my ear. Up to now for the past two seasons, I decided to just dive without using any kind of earplugs because I didn't want it to. First of all, it's uncomfortable, and I have the feeling that I hear the noises louder than they actually are. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping to find a way to just get used to diving like this without having to use extra things, because as you know, it's so nice to go to the water and have like the least amount of equipment possible. And when you start to have like all of these extra accessories, it, for me, it becomes uncomfortable. And but yes, I'm gonna try to use other things.
Yeah, well, I hope that you find a way to live with the extra challenge of the ear.
Yeah.
I think it's inspiring that, you know, you're so passionate about diving that you continue to try to work around it. And it seems like it's not, you know, it's not really getting so much in the way of your progression.
It's not, but for sure I would like to find a surgical solution. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to start. Yeah. I'm not going to stop trying.
So if you're a specialist and you're watching this right now,
yeah,
get in touch
please.
With Diana if you think that you can do something.
Exactly,
for
because
her,
normal yeah. tympanoplasties didn't work. Right. So we need something a little bit more, I don't
know.
We need
some like James,
creative.
James Bond's baddie oligarch secret surgeon, personal surgeon thing going on there.
Yeah, it's for sure they're all going to watch this video.
It's been a long day. Forget that. How's it? Have you been able to do any depth progression since you came to Dahab this time?
Well, I didn't do. I haven't done any PBs because it was a short. It's a short stay, and I'm just coming back from 7 months of working in an office and mm-hmm. dealing with normal life mm-hmm. in a gray country. Mm-hmm. So I needed some time to just relax and get into the mood again. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping to do a new PB in mm-hmm. Before I go back.
Sunday. Yeah. What are your, like, do you have any goals or aspirations as a free diver? Not necessarily numbers, maybe numbers, but, you know, what would be your aspirations as a free diver?
Well, sounds naive, but of course I too would like to break a world record at some point. But this just for the personal challenge. I actually, one of my dreams would be to use free diving as a way to create awareness and to put people in contact with the sea and just teach them how to love him and love it and protect it as well. So thinking of maybe developing my own project at some point and continue enjoying the community.
What does free diving mean to you?
Well, for me, it's a way to get in contact with myself and to understand how I feel and what I need to change or keep in check in order to have a healthy lifestyle. Because, yeah, free diving as well as yoga allowed me to change many, many things in my life that I felt the need of changing, but I didn't know how to transform and to, yeah. So it's a very important
so like many
way to be healthy.
Myself included, and many of the people I've already spoken to here, free diving is a vehicle for personal transformation for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very special that way. Okay, let me ask you this. If you can give one piece of advice to the new free diver entering the family, what would it be?
Okay, maybe not to be shy and to try to get in contact with as many people from the freediving community as possible, because there are so many things that we can learn from each other. And I remember at the beginning I was very shy, and maybe I didn't dare to just go.
How is
go
it possible that you were shy?
I
don't believe it.
I am very shy.
Okay.
I don't look like it, but okay. I am very shy.
Maybe freediving has also helped you come out of your shell.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I found myself true freediving, mm-hmm. and I also see myself a little bit differently, mm-hmm. so it's easier to share with other people, to be with other people.
That's great. Yeah, everyone in the community, I mean, not everyone, but most people in the community are all trying to find their way. They're on their own journey, and they're, you know, extra sensitive to the fact that other people who are coming in might be intimidated by people because maybe they're diving deeper, or maybe they're scared to express their ignorance on certain topics and things like that. But no one should ever be scared, because, you know, that's what we're here for, is to help people to understand this activity better, whether you see it as a sport, whether you see it as a lifestyle, whether you see it as a just a way to have fun. I think you feel the same way as me, that, you know, we feel like it's benefiting our health on multiple levels, you know, not just physical, but also way up into mental, and even for some people, perhaps even on a spiritual level as well. Maybe we're just crazy free divers, and we just only we think that, but
I don't think so, because no. Almost all the free divers think like that, so it cannot be just a coincidence.
We're all weirdos. Oh, I mean, we're all the same kind of weirdos.
For sure, that's true. Yeah, that's what's cool about the community. They're very understanding and inclusive, mm-hmm. and as you were saying, people, even the champions or the super deep free divers, they are very humble and open and happy. What I really liked about the World Championship in Limassol last year was the fact that for the first time I was able to meet all of this great free divers, and I don't know, I thought that maybe there would have been more competition, and instead they were all so supportive, and we were discussing about like our difficulties and giving each other advices, and everyone was really, really happy when for other people dive. So it's such an amazing thing.
So if people want to follow you on social media, mm-hmm. you know, do you have Instagram, do you have Facebook, things like that? Are they welcome to
send me a pigeon?
Or dive computers, wetsuits?
Or that. No, yeah, of course I have, I have all of those. I even have a website, just
okay,
old
so
like
what
me.
Is it?
Yeah. VeraGianPietro.com. Okay. Very, very easy.
So this should be coming up on the bottom of the screen right now. I've never done that before, but I'll try to make it work.
Cool.
And Instagram?
And Vera_GianPietro.
Here.
Oh, yeah. And then
what's going
Facebook.
On over there? Facebook over there.
Yeah. No, it's just my name and last name. It's very easy.
Okay. Well, Vera, it's been really nice talking to you. Thank you for sitting down with me. It's nice that we're going to get to dive together once or twice before
soon, inshallah.
Inshallah. Before you leave, it's a shame that you have to leave so soon, but I'm sure that we'll meet again.
I have
in
no
the
doubt.
Big Blue at mm-hmm. some point.
Sure. Thank you.
That was Vera Gianpietro. Good luck to Vera with her ear injury and coming back from that. Good luck to her getting back to Dahab to train and to reach new depths. And who knows, maybe even that world record one day. So I hope you liked that. I hope you liked the new series, the new format. I hope to do a whole bunch of these this year. I already have a couple more in the tank, let's say. So if you want to find out what I'm doing, take a course, do some coaching, or find the podcasts or the videos or a blog, go to freediveandthrive.com. Don't forget the Free Dive Cafe over on freedivecafe.com. YouTube channel is Free Dive and Thrive. Instagram, Free Dive and Thrive. Facebook, I'm Donnie Mack. All right. Thank you for listening and watching, and dive safe.